Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu istihbabi ta'jil al-musafiri ar-ruju'a ila ahlihi idha qada hajatahu. The chapter on the desirability of a traveler hastening his return to his family after fulfilling his objective of his travel. He went out for some work. It may be some business work he went out for, or he went out for whatever other work he needed to go out. And now he fulfilled his objective of going out for that work. Now hasten and come back quickly home. Don't waste time out of the home. Don't waste time overseas. Don't spend extra time touring here and touring there. Come away quickly home. Whatever work you went for, that work is over. Say a person went for Hajj. That Hajj is now over. Person should come back home. Person, for example, went for Umrah. He's over with that Umrah. He should come back home. Person went for his business trip. He finished with his business work, saw his suppliers, whatever he needed to do. Don't spend extra time and just say, I want to tour here, I want to see this, I want to do that. There's a lot of hikmat and there's a lot of wisdom in Shariat encouraging us, when we finish our work, come back home. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this home of ours is a fort. It's a fortress. It protects us from many, many gunas that are taking place outside. Allah Ta'ala has saved us in this home, so long as that home is also a correct home. There was a Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that man naja, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is success? What a beautiful question to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all are looking for success. We all would like to know what is the definition of success. This is something that everyone desires. Who doesn't desire to be successful? So his question was, what is success? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed him the road to success. He didn't just give him a definition of success. He showed him the road to success and he told him three things. The first thing he told him was, Amsik alayka lisanak. Hold back, restrain your tongue. In other words, control what you say. Be careful. Sometimes somebody will tell you something, they'll irritate you so much, you might want to blurt out something. You might want to swear, you might want to say words that are not right. It may cause a lot of harm to you by you not controlling your tongue. And that words can be said sometimes to a brother. Sometimes it can be sent to an old friend, it can be sent to a partner, whatever it is, but it causes so much of harm thereafter, just because you didn't control yourself at that time. So success at that time is, Amsik alayka lisanak, control your tongue, hold back. And in our times it will also refer to, hold back your finger from that keyboard. Don't say what you're not supposed to say, don't type what you're not supposed to type. It will save you from many, many difficulties. How often you find a person just blurts out the words of talaq against his wife, and then he comes to the alims to find out, is my talaq gone through or not gone through? It's like a person who fired those bullets at a person, at someone else, that person falls down dead now, and he says, is that shot counted or is not counted? Once the bullets are given, it's given. So therefore a person has to be very careful what he says. There's a lot of wisdom in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Therefore there's one Arabic poem, Jirahatu sinani laha iltiyam, wala yaltamu, ma jarha al-lisan. That when you hurt somebody, when you hurt somebody, you harm somebody with a weapon, there is a chance, there is hope that that wound will repair itself. Cut somebody, you hurt somebody with a weapon, with a sharp instrument, that hurt will repair itself. The body Allah has made it such that it heals after a while. But what a person is hurt with words, not with a weapon, now he's hurt with words, that hurt doesn't heal. When you hurt somebody by telling him something that is offensive, he doesn't like, he picked on his mother, or picked on his family, or picked on his color, or whatever it is, but you hurt a person. So that type of hurt and that type of injury, the poet is saying, that injury doesn't heal itself. Be very careful what we say. So that was the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The next thing was, wal yasa'aka baytuk, that let your house suffice for you. Be comfortable to be at home. Don't desire all the time, I need to run. December holidays are coming, I have to go overseas. I have to go for a holiday, I can't stay at home. What will people say? So, wal yasa'aka baytuk, let your house suffice for you. A man who's comfortable at home, that is the best holiday he can have. He doesn't need to go to the Bergs, he doesn't need to go to Table Mountain, he doesn't need to go to New York or to Paris. He doesn't need to go anywhere. That house that Allah Ta'ala has made for him is comfortable. And most of the time, the amenities we got at home, we won't get anywhere else. So that was the second thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The third advice he gave him is, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ, cry over your sins. Cry over your sins. This is the road to success. In other words, we all make mistakes, we'll all falter, we'll all fall, but we'll correct and we'll try and rectify what we have done by making tawbah and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's one hadith under this chapter, we'll just do it. But this hadith, this chapter basically is speaking about coming back home. Let that home be sufficient for us. We don't have the desire to stay long outside at home when we don't need to stay. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال السفر قطعة من العذاب يمنع أحدكم طعامه وشرابه ونومه فإذا قضى أحدكم نهمته من سفره فليعجل إلى أهله متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that traveling is a form of punishment. Punishment, in other words, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام goes on to explain that it deprives a person of his food, his drink and his sleep. It deprives a person of his food, drink and sleep. Ulama explained that what does this mean? That when a person is traveling, then the normal time that he would take, for example, his food, the normal time he'll have his breakfast, he'll have his lunch, he'll have his supper, those things all go off. So his eating habits goes off, his eating time goes off. And his sleeping time also goes off because of travel. Person's going on a long travel, especially in those days when they had to travel via animals, etc. So everything goes off. So person's eating, his drinking, his sleeping, all this now is gone off. So he deprives a person of his food, his drink and his sleep. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say that when any one of you fulfills the objective of his journey, he should hasten in returning to his family. In that Allah Ta'ala has kept ease, Allah Ta'ala has kept comfort. Ulama explained that there are two. One is the physical difficulty a person experiences when he's out of his home, and one is the spiritual difficulty that a person experiences when he's out of his home. The spiritual difficulty, what is it? Is a person's ability to go for salah to the masjid. Now he's out on travel, there's no masjid there, sometime on the side of the road, in a garage, or in an open piece of land, he'll have to read his salah. When he goes and he reaches that hotel that he's staying in, there's no masjids around. Automatically he's being deprived of the masjid. He's being deprived of the tilawat of Quran that he'd make. He'd been deprived of the Muslims that he will be in touch with, and he'll be around with all the Muslims that will be around with him. So person is deprived of all this. So therefore when he is finished with his work, he should come back quickly. Now it become easy for him for his wudu, for his ghusl, for his fasting, for his salat. All the spiritual benefits that he had at home, he can now regain that. So one is the physical benefits we explained of a person's eating, his drinking, his sleep, and the comfort that Allah Ta'ala has kept for him back at home. And one is the spiritual benefits that he has. So a person shouldn't waste time outside the home. There's a lot of hikmat and a lot of benefit in this. How often you hear a person is gone out on some holiday, some travel, and he extends his time and he stays longer than he needed to do the business, and something happens to him in a foreign land, and now there isn't anybody there to attend to his janazah. There isn't anybody there. So now calls have to be made to see if you can get this contact in this country or that contact in that country. And the man is at home, and if this happens to him, there's so many people that can help him. So many people, if he needs medical attention, there's so many people that can take him to the doctor, take him to the hospital, help him when he's at his own home. But when he's in a foreign land, he's far away, how many people can assist him and help him? And many times, if somebody does help him, it'll be a non-Muslim person. Whether the Islamic rights are considered, not considered, Islamic things are considered or not, those things are far away. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. You see from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are all practical things that are shown to us, but they take us very, very far if we implement it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.